Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This morning I did an interview and a full confession. And I said, the people of Pakistan. I didn't say the Palestinian territory. Supporters, excuse me, of Pakistan, not Palestine. Now, in my defense, I had not finished my first cup of coffee.
Right.
But at the same time, am I demented?
So everyone,
do I need?
Everyone
do I need?
But Dave,
oh,
it happens every week.
It always offends me when people talk to me and us like we're dumb. What you're making is such a dumb example. We know what we're not. We're not talking about you or me or her, anyone making an occasional gaffe.
I don't think you're dumb.
We're talking about gaffe after gaffe,
dumb.
After gaffe. No, you're not dumb. You're insulting. Gaffe after gaffe after gaffe after gaffe.
Here, Mike.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
All right. Charles Payne, host of Making Money on Fox Business, who you just heard there. Charles, can we maybe give you a slow clap for that? My gosh, thank you. You would think listening to that, to be honest, you'd think you're listening to The View. That was actually on Fox, though. But thank you for standing up for that, because it gets old when people are trying to defend all these gaffes that Biden has.
And you know what? And it's not even the sad part is the real debate is how many are gaffes and how many are outright lies, right? Because that conversation started with, the most recent one where Biden remembers the time when he used to drive an 18-wheeler.
Well, his uncle was eaten by a cannibal, remember?
I know. And then, of course, I don't know if you know, but the cannibal had a son who later on moved to America and had a nickname called Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
The story goes full circle. It's just, how can we have, we look at what's happening in colleges right now, and we look at what's happening in our world. How can we really ever get some solutions if we can't have honest discussions? Just to say we all do it. No, we don't. I mean, no one I know will wake up tomorrow morning, unless they're getting older and a little bit slower and and think that they drove an 18-wheeler for some time, or they were half raised at some point in black families and Puerto Rican families and Mexican families. I mean, it's whatever comes in. It's not even always gaffes, right? It's some of it is just like, outright lies. And if we just applaud every time he does it, this is not grandpa at Thanksgiving, saying something stupid, right? This is the commander in chief
right.
that we really need to have some sort of cognitive abilities and confidence in.
And we all make mistakes. It is easy when we're live on the air to say something and you're like, oh, that definitely wasn't right. But again, it's so many.
Yeah, but
he's
I drove an 18-wheeler, and no matter what the circumstance. And I've made a lot of doozies on TV, but not that one.
Right. I mean, it's time and time again. It's like every time he comes up to a podium, it's like, okay, what's he going to do now? What's he going to say now? Is kind of the thought.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you were also commenting about how if Biden is reelected, he's going to destroy what's left of our country. And I couldn't agree more. I mean, what's your biggest concern with that?
I have a two-part concern. I have an economic concern and this experiment with modern monetary theory, where the federal government spends money, as much money as it wants, and that they believe that somehow they can moderate it, the inflationary aspects of it through tax policy, which they can't and haven't been able to do. My other part of that is just who we are as a nation. And the President Biden is very divisive. He really, really goes after 50% of the country. He calls them MAGA all the time in a derisive way that – It's vitriolic. He doesn't have an olive branch. He doesn't say, I can see some of the things people are concerned about. He has made half the country the enemy of the other half. And it is extraordinarily scary where this goes. Because, you know, when you establish someone as the enemy, that means the course you can take to defeat them sometimes means even going outside of the rules that we've established for ourselves through the Constitution and also just through humanity.
Yeah. You know, Karine Jean-Pierre, she was defending Bidenomics, which they don't even really use that term because they know it kind of has a negative connotation now. But she was sitting there trying to say, oh, Joe Biden, he's a sympathetic president. He understands. He's been there. He gets the struggle. Does anyone really believe that?
No. It depends on who you are. And that's just that if you've been through struggles in general, then you can apply that to anyone. But, you know, we see where sometimes he may be, quote unquote, sympathetic, like when someone was asking about what was happening to Jewish students on these campuses. He said, yeah, you know, we definitely need to look into that. But don't forget about Palestine, you know, this sort of equivocation kind of stuff. So you can't have selective outrage or selective sympathy if you're sincere. You would be outraged across the board because you have a certain set of principles, and you would be sympathetic across the board based on a certain set of principles. It would always be applied. It would be applied evenly across the board. Whatever society or parts of society were being harmed, you would feel some sort of way because you went through that, or you saw that, or you heard about it, or you read about it, whatever moved you, but you would apply uniformly, and that's not what we see with President Biden.
I wanted you to break down what's going on, because Biden's budget proposal has this tax in there, and I know part of it is the unrealized capital gains tax. What kind of an impact is that going to have for, like, say, the average family?
It just destroys the entire country. We're talking about the stock market. The stock market, for instance, goes up and down, right? So the stock market 2021 was a good year. So let's say you had a stock that went up 50%, but you didn't sell it. Anyway, the government said, hey, you know what? We want a piece of that. So they take a piece of it. And then in 2022, it goes down 50%. I have a stock, in fact, a better example, a company called Enphase. Enphase is one of these companies that makes a lot of money from solar stuff and the green initiative. And the stock was, I think, in the top 10 performers of 2022, up about 60 or 70%. Last year, it was among the top 10 worst stocks. So imagine if you got taxed on it in 2022. You know, you're up on paper 50%. The government takes 20% of that. The next year, all of that paper gain goes away, but you're still out the 20% that the government took from you. How long could that go on? You know, who would invest in the stock market? Who would invest in anything if that was the case? It's so asinine that it just doesn't even make sense. But if you read the fine print, the reason they want to do it is they say this is a way to take wealth from white Americans who have too much and redistribute it. And by the way, when they say this kind of thing, then they do it, so that blacks and Hispanics can hear and they say, wow, these people really care about us. But no black person, no Hispanic person will make a nickel if they could institute this. They wouldn't be a nickel better off. So if you tell me you're closing a racial wealth gap by bringing white wealth down, that does zero for me.
Amen.
Right? I mean, how does that help me? I don't have anything extra. I'm not smarter. I'm not wealthier. You've done nothing for me.
It's all backwards. Hey, Charles, what do you have coming up on the show today?
Huge show today. The Federal Reserve. They're going to announce they're not going to do anything today. So we'll have an announcement at 2:00. But then Jay Powell is going to step to the mic at 2:30. Your audience must watch this. This is going to be everything. The Federal Reserve, this Jay Powell-led Federal Reserve has made so many mistakes. Their credibility is on the line. Our economy is on the line. They haven't done enough to stop inflation. Now, I will say for him, he can't do much because most of this inflation right now is being caused by the federal government, which is issuing more bonds, more debt than ever before in the history. I mean, we have fought wars and not raised this kind of money. And so he's got an unenviable job. But today, between 2:30 and 3:00, you're going to see the stock market going crazy gyrations. And from 3 to 4, forget about it. So I've got some of the best in the street. I just tell everyone, tune in, watch, because it's going to be pretty nuts.
Sounds like it. Charles Payne, host of Making Money on Fox Business. Thank you for your time.
You too. Thanks.
Hey, take care. Whew. lot coming up. Yeah, Bidenomics, it's funny how he's completely shifted gears now and doesn't even want to say that because he knows it's basically been an epic fail, so they're trying to shift.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.